Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast number 128, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. I do thank God for my youngest children helping me with this podcast, Danielle, Elizabeth Breedlove White, Daniel Ezekiel White, and Daniqua Grace White. And it is a blessing to have your children helping you in the ministry, serving God together. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. I believe that my son Daniel Ezekiel White picks the days that I only read one verse, those days when I'm not that busy, but when he sees that I'm very busy, I got a busy schedule, he'll put multiple verses on here, but that's okay. I thank God for him. Be that as it may, today we are reading Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, regarding this verse, discovering that Daniel was still alive, Darius was overjoyed and had him lifted from the den. This experience illustrated for Darius the validity of faith in God and his power to control circumstances and deliver those who trust in him. For 30 days, Darius was addressed as God by the people in his realm. But Daniel served the true God, who did what Darius could never do: shut the mouths of lions to protect one who depended on him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God about everything for wisdom to understand it and to apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6